We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show. With me is an old friend from Canada, Harry Siemens. And you may have remembered seeing some posts from Harry on our blog on AgWired. Harry, first tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've, in my 41st year as a farmer's advocate in Manitoba, Canada, and spent it doing broadcasting, television, print, speaking, and still do. But it's all in a freelance basis, and I continue to do those kinds of things. And I'm married with my wife, Judith. We have two daughters and one grandson, and we live in Winkler, Manitoba.
So you must have a lot of stories to tell of 41 years being a farm journalist.
A lot of stories, you know, and we're hosting a bus tour, two Canadians with 49 Americans, which is quite something. And so we get a lot of stories, but I've been telling stories since the day we left about farm broadcasting. I've also been a professional umpire for over, you know, done 1,200 ball games, and so we can talk a lot about those things. Yes, there are lots of great, great stories. My wife is a real fanatic of the royal family, the Queen. I had a chance to interview Prince Philip at a function in Regina, Saskatchewan. And, you know, I've traveled around the world and done different things and talked to people. But you know what? The most important and the most fun and the most inspiring is what I did last Friday, a family farm, father and two sons, sitting down at their kitchen table and just visiting about how they use GPS on their farm. That is still one of the best stories.
Tell me about precision agriculture in Canada.
I had done a story with this gentleman. His name is John Elias, farms north of Morden, Manitoba, 3,400 acres in 2005, because at that time he was quite advanced. And he's the kind of person that isn't doing it for the sake of doing it. It has to pay. First of all, he's got to pay for it and buy it, and then it has to pay. And so they determine what, how and what they can use. So today, together with his two sons, they do not turn a wheel on those 3,400 acres unless the auto steer is on. And so the young fella, 21 years old, he's now joined the farm. He's never really driven a tractor that didn't have auto steer. So his dad told me about how in the fall, initially, when the signal would be lost and he had no auto steer, he would stop the tractor because he didn't know what to do. But he says, I finally taught him that he can actually continue cultivating even then.
Well, it's kind of like us driving cars even without power steering. When you don't have power steering in a car anymore, it's very difficult. Some of us, like even myself, I really didn't drive a car without power steering.
That's exactly right. I mean, then you wonder what's going to happen when that belt goes or the power steering pump. In their case, you know, they had the combine, the sprayer, which the sprayer doubled up as the fertilizer, the planter. They planted corn and sunflowers. Everything was on auto steer and field mapping and those kinds of things. And it's just exciting because coming to this show, you can just sense that we're on that next verge. And I've been on a lot of verge, you know, where you're heading to the next era. And right now we are at that place. And talking to Max Armstrong earlier today, you know, he was so excited that, wow, there's money and people are using that money to further that innovation.
Well, and we can compare it to communications technology. We've seen communications technology really grow in the 40 years from what we used to use, even just using manual typewriters to what we use today.
I took typing in grade 10 and 11 for two basic reasons. The teacher was easy, and that was the only elective we had in that high school. I came out of that typing 60 words a minute on a manual typewriter. Today, of course, keyboarding 100 words a minute. I never thought I would use it to be a journalist, but you're absolutely right. I remember at the radio station I worked for 14 years, we had an engineer. I traveled a lot, and I always was broadcasting to pay for the trip, right? And so then I would come back and I'd say, Jack, you know, if I could just do this, I had no idea what kind of tool it would be. I said, if I can just do this. 3 days later, on three or four different occasions, that tool was on my desk. He went home to build it. And that's the kind of people you and I, we've had the privilege of working together with. And there are, I'm sure, many Jacks, but he was so special, and it was such a great thing.
And, you know, it's helped us communicate better. It's helped farmers, the technology is helping farmers farm better. Now tell me, how did you get onto a tour with 49 American?
In 19... 19- 78. I asked my boss, what can I do to get better as a broadcaster? I went to Minneapolis. He told me to go to see Maynard Spies. He was then a farm broadcaster, WCCO. Maynard told me, he says, I asked him, what one thing could I do? He says, join the National Association of Farm Broadcasters of America. That fall, I was at the meeting for the next seven meetings. I met Lynn Kettleson, Orion Samuelson, Max, and all the good people there. But I kept up the friendship as well with Lynn Kettleson. And when he came to Winnipeg in 2006 with three busloads, 160 farmers and their spouses, he asked me if I could help. Well, I helped. I got on the bus and I never stopped talking Manitoba agriculture until they left 3 days later. The next year, they asked me to host a bus. And every summer, they leave Alexandria, and we've been coming the last 6 years this year for this farm machinery tour. Lynn couldn't make it. He asked me to take control and be the tour director, my wife and I. That's why we're here with 49 Americans.
And how are they enjoying the show?
Very much so. Yesterday we went back, and not just the show. I mean, we have a great time. On the way down, I'm telling stories. We've got Machinery Pete telling stories, and my wife tell, you know, and the bus driver. So we've had a great time. But the show, they were really, really excited. I asked them to come and visit with Max Armstrong, and guess what? I think just about the whole busload went and stood in line and had pictures taken with Max, which was great. You know, those are the kinds of things, and Max is such a good guy.
And what are your own personal impressions of the show?
My own, you know, it's unbelievable. My wife and I took a walk around yesterday, and we just walked, you know, just walked and just let our eyes take in what was there. And it's awesome. I mean, the technology, that's why I'm so excited. The technology and so many people and young people. There's young farmers here. You know, we're this whole idea about, you know, they're 60 years old and getting older, not here. You know, this is the crowd that's going to continue to feed. And I always say it every time. You know, we in North America, we make the safest, healthiest, and the cheapest, most cost-effective food anywhere in the world. And we will continue to do so.
Thank you very much. Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.